As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. A lot of theologians have highlighted mercy as God's greatest attribute, from St. Augustine to St. Thomas to Pope John Paul II. So I wanted to start today with a definition of mercy. You know, what is it that we're celebrating on Divine Mercy Sunday? Mercy is the form of God's eternal love when he reaches out to us in our need and brokenness. So when our Lord looks down upon us and when he sees us broken and in the darkness of sin, you know, when he sees us racked with guilt in our conscience for the sins we've committed, when he sees us suffering, when he sees us facing death, whether it's physical death or whether it's spiritual death, it's the form of our Lord's love that motivates him to reach out and to offer us healing. So it's the form of God's eternal love when he reaches out to us in our need and in our brokenness. If we really take a few minutes and meditate upon the depth of God's mercy, it's almost incomprehensible. You know, as human beings, you know, we can sometimes wonder, why would he even be so merciful? But if we look at baptism as an example, you know, we simply make an act of faith. Or in many cases, parents make an act of faith for their children, if their children are infants. You know, the infants don't actually do anything. And we pour water over the person and we say the words of baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And at that moment, original sin is washed away. Every personal sin that person has ever committed is washed away. And sanctifying grace is given. You know, we have to do so little on our part. And yet, if a person dies right after baptism, they enter right into the glory of heaven. And if we think of someone who could be a lifelong sinner, who their entire lives has lived a life of wickedness, even on their deathbed, they could turn back to the Lord, and if they truly repent, and if they cry out for God's mercy, they can be baptized and have all their sins washed away in that instant, even after a lifetime of sin. You know, if we're baptized, living the life of as Christians, you know, no matter how many times we sin, if we truly repent of those sins, and if we go before a priest and confess our sins, we can receive absolution. You know, it doesn't matter if we've sinned 1,000 times. If we turn back to the Lord and repent, he shows us his mercy. And if we think about, you know, we can almost take it for granted that the Lord's mercy is so readily available and so abundant. You know, how many times have we gone into the confessional and the priest has said, "Oops, sorry, mercy's out for today. You know, you're too late in the line. You know, we've reached our quota. You got to come back some other time." You know, it doesn't happen that way. We know that the Lord is merciful, and sometimes we just simply assume that his mercy is there without even thinking about it. You know, with the Eucharist, each time we come to this Mass, we're fed with divine life. And if we receive the Eucharist worthily in a state of grace, he nourishes our souls, he feeds us, he strengthens our virtue, and he gives us an outpouring of sanctifying grace. And all we have to do is come and receive the Lord with reverence and with love. And I think a lot of times people feel that they need to earn heaven. They think that it's up to them, that if we work hard enough, and if we just do enough good works, then maybe one day we'll earn heaven. But the reality is, it doesn't work that way. You know, all the good that we do in the world, if we spend a lifetime of doing good works, no matter how much we do, that's not enough to atone even for a single sin. The reality is that heaven is a free gift from God. You know, we can't earn it. It's a free gift that the Lord gives us out of mercy. Our Christian life of living virtue and doing works of mercy and of charity is simply a response to the gift that our Lord gives us. And our attempt to strive to live as children of God once the Lord already adopts us into his household through baptism. And so, as I said, the mercy of God is almost incomprehensible. And so I encourage you to take some time today on Divine Mercy Sunday to reflect on the mercy of God, not simply in a general sense, but in a particular sense related to you. You know, the mercy that the Lord has shown you on the day that you were baptized, whether you remember it or not, the, the graces that you received in baptism, all the times that you've gone to the sacrament of confession and had the mercy of our Lord embrace you and free you from sin and lift you out of guilt and out of misery and restore you to the beauty of your baptism. You know, think of all the graces that the Lord has offered to you and that you've received through receiving the Eucharist. Another element of divine mercy is that it is our Lord's last attempt to reach out to the human race and offer them his mercy before his second coming, before the end of the world. And this is something that was revealed to Christ in the apparitions to St. Faustina, that the offer of divine mercy is a sign of the imminent end of the world. That human history is in its final days. We are quickly approaching the day of the second coming. And so there is a sense of urgency in the message. This is the last call. This is the last attempt on our Lord's part to reach out and to offer his mercy to the human race before the end. And he said in one of the apparitions that he is prolonging the day of mercy. He is actually extending the time of human history to allow more people to take advantage of this divine mercy opportunity before the end comes. But, in a special way on Divine Mercy Sunday, our Lord promises to open the floodgates of mercy and to make incredible graces available to the human race, for whoever is willing to turn back to him and to invoke his mercy. One of the ways in which that is done is through a plenary indulgence, which is a full remission of the punishment due to sin. So after we're baptized, each time we sin, even if those sins are forgiven, there's a punishment that's accumulated through those sins, and an indulgence wipes away that punishment. So in order to receive a plenary indulgence within a reasonable period, no more than 20 days, we have to go to the sacrament of confession, receive the Eucharist in a state of grace, say a prayer for the Pope's intentions, usually an Our Father and a Hail Mary. Those are the usual conditions for any indulgence. And then take part in the Divine Mercy devotions, which will take place after Mass this morning. Or if you're not able to take part in those devotions, in church you can pray an Our Father, the Creed, and a prayer invoking the mercy of Jesus Christ. And so, especially on Divine Mercy Sunday, the Lord opens up the floodgates of his mercy. So I encourage you, when you're at Mass, and to take advantage of the Divine Mercy devotions after Mass, to really invoke the Lord's mercy, ask for an outpouring of grace, and to rejoice and to be thankful for the mercy that the Lord has shown to us. Because Divine Mercy is the form of God's eternal love when he reaches out to us in our need and in our brokenness, and he lifts us out of our sin and out of our misery and restores us to his grace.